historically in Milwaukee, the primary reason for shopping at a supermarket has been who has the lowest price. And what's happened is over the last dozen years or so, Pick and Save has gone from being a low price leader to a middle of the road grocery store, perhaps even a high price image, because we've just had a number of competitors move into Milwaukee, like Walmart, Target, Woodman's, Aldi, Costco. These stores have a low price image, and that they're the norm now. Pick and Save had a huge market share, but they no longer are able to provide competitive pricing in the market.
Why is that?
Well, they don't have the resources that Walmart does financially. They're heavily in debt, and they're more focused on their expansion in Chicago. And at the same time, you've got companies like Walmart, Meijer, and Woodman's putting a lot of capital into Milwaukee. And companies like Woodman's have a huge advantage because they don't have any debt. They own their own facilities, so they don't have to pay rent. And they don't take credit cards, so they don't have to pay any credit card fees. And what happens is they end up having a huge price advantage over the competition.
Can there be an oversaturation of grocery stores?
In my opinion, there's always room for a more good, well-run grocery stores. Obviously, when more square footage moves into a market, something has to give and somebody has to leave. And we've seen this happen in the past. We no longer have any Kohl's supermarkets. We no longer have any Jewel supermarkets. And we've seen the number of Century stores dwindle to just a fraction of what they once were. That trend is probably going to continue as more supermarkets open. There may be points in time where the market seems a bit overstored, but it tends to work itself out over time.
So who wins this battle?
Well, the winner is going to be the stores that are doing the most sales and the most sales per square foot and making the most profit. And I think the winners probably in Milwaukee are going to end up being Walmart and Woodman's. And then, of course, we have Meijer coming in. Remains to be seen how well they'll do. But typically, Meijer does extremely well in their other markets.